O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. My trust is in you, O Lord. I have said, you are my God.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. We glory in your cross, O Lord, and praise and glorify your joy has come to the whole world.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? One thing have I asked of the Lord, and that alone I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek his will in his temple. For in the day of trouble he shall hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his dwelling shall he hide me and set me high upon a rock. And now shall he lift up my head above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his dwelling an oblation with great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In peace, let us pray to Jesus our Lord, who ever lives to make intercession for us. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Saviour of the world, be present in all places of suffering, violence, and pain, and bring hope even in the darkest night. Inspire us to continue your work of reconciliation today. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Lord of the Church, empower by your Spirit all Christian people and the work of your Church in every land. Give us grace to proclaim the gospel joyfully in word and deed. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Shepherd and guardian of our souls, guide and enable all who lead and serve this community and those on whom we depend for our daily needs. Grant that we may seek the peace and welfare of this place. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Great physician, stretch out your hand to bring comfort, wholeness, and peace to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Fill us with compassion, that we may be channels of your healing love. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Conqueror of death, remember for good those whom we love but see no longer. Enable us to live this day in the sure and certain hope of your eternal victory. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Let us pray. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Hide me within your wounds and never let me be separated from you. From the wicked enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me and bid me come to you, so that with your saints I may praise you forever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Jesus taught us, let us pray the Lord's Prayer in our preferred form or language. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ our Saviour give us peace. Amen.